I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Jeb is out. Does that mean Kasich is in? Apparently, there are similarities between the Hunger Games and the race for the country's top political spot. Stephen Colbert plays MC and walks us through tribute Jeb Bush's downfall. And Full Frontal star Samantha Bee says Jeb's absence leaves an opening for the only guy among the GOP who isn't totally bonkers, John Kasich. Listen to Colbert, Bee, James Corden, and Larry Wilmore talk Bush and Kasich in today's Punchlines.
But the saddest news from the GOP is that on Saturday, a dear friend of the show, a dear friend of America, Jeb Bush, announced that he will suspend his presidential campaign after it failed to meet expectations. Right? And you just know that Jeb's in therapy right now saying, my brother was a two-term president and I lost to the guy who fired Bret Michaels on The Apprentice.
It's like the Hunger Games. No, it's worse than that. It's
the Hungry for Power Games! Welcome to the Hungry for Power Games! Tributes, assemble!
On Saturday, Jeb finished a distant fourth in South Carolina, and as he left, John Ellis Bush, a man named after his own monogram towels, describe the race with an appropriate metaphor.
Tonight, I am suspending my campaign. I congratulate my competitors that are remaining on the island.
That's right. This election is like Survivor. But sadly, Jeb did not run an amazing race. He just didn't have that X factor, and nothing short of an extreme makeover could make voters forget his big brother.
Is there anyone left to vote for who's not bonkers? Oh, what about what's his name? I want to say Doug or like Senator something or other.
Ohio Governor John Kasich, a moderate.
A moderate like John Kasich.
Yeah, that's the one. In the nauseating bus terminal restroom that is the Republican primary, John Kasich initially seems like the least disgusting stall. Not appealing per se, but at least not befouled by an unflushable toilet clog.
George W. Bush was a little confused why Jeb quit because he was losing, because as far as George W. Bush is concerned, you still become president even when you don't get the most votes.
In an election where Republican voters cheered talk of Mexican walls, this is how Jeb announced he was in.
Ayúdenos en tener una campaña.
And he's out.
Jeb's campaign was doomed from the start. I mean, his cynical strategy was to raise an obscene amount of money before the primaries even began so he could scare off any other Republicans for getting in the race. It's a strategy his supporters referred to as shock and awe. Right? I'm not making this up. Yes, if that name sounds familiar, it's because it's the same name that W's failed military strategy for Iraq was called. So you want people to associate your campaign with one of the biggest U.S. military blunders. What was the second choice name, Katrina?
Tribute Jeb distinguished himself as a moderate by making a moderate effort, saying early on that a Republican centrist must be willing to lose the primary to win the general. Congratulations, you're halfway there.
And Kasich pours on the Midwestern charm thicker than cream of mushroom soup on a casserole.
This is just nuts, okay? Jeez, oh man.
If you're in the cupcake business and somebody comes in you don't like, sell them a cupcake. You tell your mom and dad you love them. People have accused me at times of having too big of a heart.
I'm just doing the best I can.
I just want to be kind to people.
I'm the right porridge. One of them is too hot, the other one's too cold, but I got the right temperature.
Tepid gruel.
And I will always respect him for trudging on despite sinking poll numbers, dubbing himself the joyful tortoise, and handing out toy turtles to anyone who would take them. Yes, there we go. But now, the turtle is dead. joyful no more. And what does one do with a dead tortoise?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.